From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting deadly bombings killed at least 12 people in a Damascus suburb on Saturday. Syrian state media report that at least 12 people were killed in Saida Zainab, the home of Syria's holiest Shiite shrine. Islamic State has claimed responsibility, saying that three militants, two with suicide belts and one in a car, carried out the attacks about 10 kilometers outside of Damascus. At least 55 people were reported injured in the bombings, which left charred wreckage and blasted buildings behind. The Saida Zainab Shrine contains the grave of one of the Prophet Muhammad's great-granddaughters and is the most revered Shiite shrine in Syria. Meanwhile, in Iraq, government forces met with heavy resistance from Islamic State fighters when they tried to retake the town of Fallujah. As Edward Uranian reports, fighting raged along three fronts near the city.
Iraqi government forces and their Shiite militia allies fought to wrest the Anbar province bastion of Fallujah from Islamic State militants Saturday amid conflicting reports on progress. Iraqi Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi claimed during a visit to the battle zone Saturday that government forces were advancing along a new front from the west of the city. Fighting raged along three fronts, but government attempts to push into the southern district of Shuhada appeared to meet heavy resistance, despite government claims that elite counterterrorism units were just 3 kilometers from the city center. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.